Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Weekly Conversation under the Biden era. It's Wednesday. Come on, man. Remember, if you have to decide between you listening to me or him, you ain't black. Oh, I watched the video today. All these quotes of Biden said, man, that's with the 9 out of 10. Between like 1 being not racist, you know, like 0, 1, hardly at all, and then like 10 being very bad, 9, 8, 9, 10, 9, 9, 10, 8, 7, 8. Biden said that? There's only one dude that's like, yeah, I knew he said that, man. I don't support that dude. Kind of like, jeez. An overwhelming majority of people view positively the American flag, even though the media tries to have people painted as flag burners and no one likes it. There's a majority of the people that do. That's why the NBA finals are in the tanks, because we don't want to have this anti-American feel NBA. Dr. Fauci attempts to try to, you know, come at Senator Ron Paul and gets destroyed. His own definition of gain of function, and well, it's not gain of function, you know. See, if you take this animal and you take the viruses and stuff and the illnesses that it can get and you make it so it can be transmitted to humans, you know, that's gain of function right there. Well, no, it's not. I mean, because see, no, you're trying to say that, you know, that nothing they did can be transmitted, you know, that if you take a virus that can only come, that a horse can only get, and you make it so it can infect a human being, that's gain of function, whether someone dies or not. Yeah, the NBA, the MLB NBA, yeah, down 50%. Game 5 since 2019, like I said earlier. California area restaurants are going to start adding fees for labor costs and worker shortages and this and that, just like in the restaurant business. Okay, because you're going to pay so much, because what they're going to do is, okay, you're going to have a gas surcharge and all, there are going to be myriads of things. Hold on. Yeah, I'm going to get into that. Yeah, in your comment. Have you ever heard of Larry Elders? Let me go back. Larry Elders is he's still in California because he's being excluded from the ballot. Yeah, Larry Elders sues California over ballot exclusion, voter suppression. Yeah, that's right. You know, they're trying to say that all this, I'm like, it's racist. You know, trying to say that black men can't get IDs and can't vote and all this stuff. And one reason why I'll never use Amazon is Jeff Bezos gave $100 million to Van Jones. And just because I loathe Van Jones, color had nothing to do with it. I know people are going to try to say that's what it is, but that's not what it is. The anti-American piece of crap is why. Tea Party Patriots publish Fight Cry Toolkit. Educate, not indoctrinate our children. What they're doing, they're talking, have cameras in every single solitary classroom and let the kids see what the teachers are teaching. A deaf swimmer and blind swimmer, Becca Myers, quits Paralympic team because they won't allow her mom, who is her personal care assistant, to help her out to get her and all kinds of stuff. Yeah. They won't let it out. They won't let her go. Oh, but they'll let some guy be a chick and weightlift. Even CNN's LOL streaming launch announced. They had like this, like, some sort of like streaming launch thing that they announced. They did this big announcement for it. It contains fake. CNN is fake news, dude. It's all fake news. CNN is fake, buddy. That's what CNN is. We call CNN fake news because they're fake. Just like we call the China virus because it comes from China. That's why we call it the China virus. We call it the fake news CNN because it's fake news. I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15:13. Think about that as you're going through your day or evening or whatever you listen to this. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Don't worry, folks. We're going to solve the world's problems by making airplanes out of beef. I mean, we just need to spend more money. That will halt inflation. You know, that $3 trillion, that's going to help inflation. It is, you know. I mean, yeah, you have a 59 Les Paul, and you think you're going to cash in right before you do. You find 30. Someone finds a stash of 300 of them. Never opened in the original case's mint condition. Guess what? Your Les Paul 59 ain't worth as much now because now there's a ton of webinar industry. The old baseball cards are valuable. Why? Because hardly anyone had them, especially the ones that were just like promotional things that were on like a giant roll and they would just tear them off. And hardly any of them survived, let alone ones that were torn off, crisp and neat. No one saved any of them. The tobacco cards, no one, you know, the 40s and 30s and 50s cards that people put in their spokes to make their car sound like a motorcycle. Folks, they're not valuable. Those are valuable. They're not the ones that are valuable are those. The ones that are not bad, the ones that are worthless are the ones that, dirty, we printed about $50 million and you got this rookie card, but you put it in a protective case, this case, in like 25 cases. See, this has got 35 layers of protection. Go ahead, put in a hydraulic press, man. That's a two-ton press. It'll survive untouched, unscathed. Yeah, you and everyone else did the same thing. And there's 30 million of them in mint condition. 30! Guess what? They're worthless. Yeah, the more you have of something, the less valuable it becomes. That's why when they would make, like, when they had toys back in the day, I found this out, that they had, like, three toys, you know, like a red, like a four-toy thing, like a red, a blue, a yellow, and a green. And one of them, they would not make hardly any of, so that people would go searching for that one. Man, I've been to four stores, man. Where's the red one? Oh, didn't you hear they hardly made any red ones? There's like 100 of the normal for every, and it became sought after, so people would go searching everywhere. 30, that's what's going on here. Don't worry, folks. $3.5 trillion. Don't worry. We just need to spend about $50 trillion more, and it's going to lower the, it's just going to make, why not just give everyone printers? And $3 trillion is going to lower the, it's going to stop inflation and get it to go back down. Why don't we all just have printers? We can just print money whenever we want it. Why not? That would be even more money. So I guess the more money you print, the more the inflation goes down. Sounds good to me. I'm no mathematician, but that's the white privilege talking there, you know. I'm smart because I'm Chuck Schumer, and I think you need to spend more money to have the inflation rate go down. You can't make this stuff up. Remember The Onion? The Onion used to be a joke newspaper. Now you don't need The Onion. You got the New York Times. You got CNN. Who needs the Saturday Night Live headline news thing that they, remember that? Remember that? I haven't seen Saturday Night Live in forever, ages, but yeah, when it was actually funny, but remember that when they used to do like the Saturday Night Live news and they spoof stuff? Now, you don't need CNN. Just kidding. You don't need SNL for that. That was kind of a joke. I've seen if you get it. CNN, already MSNBC. You don't need to wait for Saturday Night Live to get your fake headline news like they did. You can watch it anytime. CNN, you know, MSNBC, CBS, ABC. Oh, yeah. No, it's funny because people are waking up. When you have Dr. Fauci, well, you know, I'm a sir, I never lied before I never lied before Congress. Ron Paul, you are going down, buddy. You're going down. I never lied before Congress. Let me tell you something as a doctor who's treated no COVID patients. Let me tell you something there, pal. You're trying to corner me. No, you're already in a corner. Your own NIH, y'all, Dr. Fauci, the NIH, and the Wuhan lab, you did gain-of-function research. You don't have to sit there and have, if you take a virus that's not in a human, but it's in animals, and mutate it so it can be able to be infecting humans, that's gain-of-function research, no matter what the outcome is. Whether it, okay, once it gets in the human body, it doesn't survive because the human body gets rid of it instantly. So that bacteria that's in this horse that we can't get until now, and now they can take and they can infect us with that virus that used to be only in the horse, yeah, our body kills it instantly, so it's no big deal. So what? That's still gain of function. You may not get the more and more I think about this, the more and more I think, like, when they were in that Wuhan lab, the number of people that were to die from COVID was supposed to be way higher. I feel like when they did that gain-of-function stuff and the lethality of COVID was supposed to be 20 times higher. It's a 99.7% survival rate. See, they don't want to tell you this. I'm going to get into some vaccine stuff later. Because even if one in a million has something happen to them because of the vaccine, they want to shut. So like when they were going to do that healthcare.gov special and they were going to talk only about the great things about the Obama tax, and it never happened on ABC because of Michael Jackson's death. They aired the funeral instead when they were going to do this whole like hour plus thing about nothing but everything good about the Obamacare. They weren't going to say anything negative. Yeah. Ron Paul and Anthony Fauci. And Ron Paul took Anthony Fauci and struck him down. See, what Ron Paul was saying is NIH and Dr. Fauci's definition of gain of function is basically what they're doing. If I was to go into your house and break in your house, not take anything, I texted it and break into your house. Well, yeah, you broke into your house. If I don't steal anything, I'm still breaking into your house either way. And that's how I look at it. Dr. Fauci's like, well, no, I have to steal something before I technically, no, as long as you, once you're in my house, you're breaking and entering. Well, not exactly, because, you know, technically I didn't steal anything, so was it really breaking and entering? And yada yada, bull crap. You know, well, no one, well, you can't really say, so you're trying to play that the gain-of-function research, you're trying to say that the gain-of-function research that we did, we didn't do gain-of-function research because, you know, nothing happened, you know, we had people look at this and, you know, and it didn't amount to hell beans. If you take a virus that infects horses and you mutate it so it can infect humans, even if once it gets in the human body, the human body has defenses to get rid of it instantly and it's meaningless, that's still gain of function. You can still take that virus and, okay, let's try to mutate it more and more and more until we can get it to where the human body can't stop it, to where it's a bioweapon. If it doesn't do anything, we're just trying to prove that you and your and your money help pay for gain of function. Whether you got a gain of function actual result to where, yeah, this is actually very deadly because the body, human body, has a hard time fighting this genetically modified animal virus. Score. Oh yeah, that's right, folks. That's right. That's gain of function. No matter how you look at it, if no one dies, it's still gain of function. I break into your house. It doesn't matter if you call it whatever you call it. Call it whatever you want to call it. It's breaking into the house. You can't add a stipulation wall because of X, Y, and Z. If you're not invited and you come into my house if you're in my house and the doors and windows are locked, that's called breaking and entering. You can't say, well, he didn't take anything and leave, so he's not really breaking and entering. Okay, well, then what do you call it, squatting? And you're going to take over the house and you can't get me to leave? Then you can't. I'm a squatter. Good luck. See, I'll make your life a living hell. This house will be mine. And if you try to do anything to me, I'll get you for assault. Yeah, you can't do that. Don't worry, folks. And that's what they're... That, Anthony Fauci, even in Washington Post, is saying, hey, Fauci's wrong. I about lost it there, you know. The what? Retro Reggie. The liberal Washington Post. Well, they're about... I mean, it's pathetic. It's pathetic. But an overwhelming majority of Americans are not getting this vaccine. There's so, well, it's because of misinformation. Yeah, there is misinformation, folks. The liberals think that conservatives think that there's a microchip in the vaccine, but conservatives are smart enough to know that if there was a microchip in there, they'd inject it in your hand, not in your forearm. If this vaccine was so great and so wonderful, why are they almost having to force it on us for people to take it? Why? I mean, if a medication is so great, won't you take it? Oh, yeah, just so you know, if you're going to get the vaccine, if you're considering it, just so you know, if you're listening out there. Yeah, if you ever have a complication from it, they're not liable, so you can never go after them. Yeah, vaccines, you could die from it, and you'll get no complications. They're immune from it. This is, what do you think Hitler did to the Germans? He used fear and scare tactics, just like they're doing now, to get you to comply. I cannot tell you how many people were faith over fear, and now they're like, okay, yes, oh, I'm bowing down to the government. I stand for the cross. No, I kneel for the cross, and I stand for the flag. I don't kneel. You know, as George Washington said, the thing that sets the American Christian apart is he will die on his feet before he will live on his knees. I can't believe how many of these woke sheep just ran and got this vaccine without even questioning anything. Not even, and I know, and some of the people I know that did that questioned every single solitary freaking ingredient on a box. 25 days grocery shopping. Let me see here. What is... Sorry, what is thiamidium nitrate? Thiamidium nitrate is a B vitamin complex with iron and folic acid. Thank you. I just made, you know, it's not probably what that is, but, you know, they want to know every single solitary ingredient that goes into their body down to the microgram. If they could afford it, they would take everything, every piece of food they have and have it chemically analyzed to get exactly every solitary atom that's going into their body. But when it came to that vaccine, they just took it, no questions asked. Oh, not even questioning one bit. And then you get these people, you are a bigot and inconsiderate. Billions of people are dying around the world every second from COVID, and you won't get the vaccine. You're selfish. Gee, my best friend died. I had like 6 or 7 really close friends die from car accidents. So you're basically disrespecting them and crapping on everyone who's ever died in a car accident by being in a vehicle at all, whether you're the driver or not. So if you want to respect anyone who has died in a motor vehicle accident, if you truly want to pay respect to them, you'll never get in a vehicle ever again, and you will walk every single solitary where you go. If you want to go to Florida, you're going to walk there. You're not going to get in a vehicle under any circumstances because, you know, I mean, you're celebrating native casualties by being in a car when millions of people die using a car. That's the logic they give you, because you're celebrating native casualties by having Thanksgiving. I have Thanksgiving and Christmas and 4th. I can celebrate all those however I want to because of July 4th, 1776, my friends. Because we had people that stood on the rampart by that American flag, and they made sure that didn't go down because they knew what would happen if that flag went down. They stayed there knowing that they were going to be killed. And when they were killed, more people, they just moved the bodies out of the way, and more people got in their place and did that. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed by the twilight's last gleaming? Whose broad stripes and bright stars know your national anthem? Know it and learn what the history is of it. The American Christian will die on his feet before he lives on his knees. But, oh, how dare you, insensitive bigot, you don't want to get the vaccine. Well, you should, if you support any type of freedom at all, any type of God-given rights, you should be fighting for my freedom to not get the vaccine. You should be fighting against mandates. You should say, hey, I'm getting the vaccine, and I'm proud of it, and I'll stand with you to get the vaccine. But you better stand for my rights to go nowhere near it. It's amazing how many people are so willing to just give up their freedom. They're trying to indoctrinate our kids. They're trying to indoctrinate people. They're trying to get you to look at not getting the vaccine as bad and evil. And your friends that are just blindly going along with the vaccine is like, wait a minute here. No. Sorry, folks. Sorry. If you want to get the vaccine, I'll stand with you. I'll support you 100% if you want to get it. I'm against it, and I should have that right too. Just wait until there's something that you are against that they're going to try to mandate you do. You may be against, you may be, how dare you? Are you that stupid? You don't want to get the vaccine? Whatever you do whatever you do. You do you. Let me be me. Like Ben Harper said in the song, Burn One Down. My choice is what I choose to do. And if I'm causing no harm, or why should it bother you? Your choice is who you choose to be. And if you're causing no harm, you're all right with me. If you don't like my fire, then don't come around. Cause I'm gonna burn one down. Yes, I'm gonna burn one down. Okay? If you support medical cannabis, great, I do. I support industrial hemp and that for decades, since the 80s, 90s and stuff, when I learned the facts about it. I did research. If you support it, great. If you don't, then great. You got to make sure that at the point, because I don't really drink. I really don't. If someone offered me a glass of wine, I'd have, give me a small sip. I want to try it, but I don't really drink. It's just not my cup of tea anymore. But here's my point. I will fight for your right to have liquor. But just because I really don't drink, my pastor don't drink. And it's nice to have people that, okay, I don't really drink, so great. I'm good with that. I can be, I know that, okay, this dude ain't, yeah, wow. Whew. Man, did you try that guy's holy water? Whew, man, what is that, like 100, 200 proof holy water? No, man, that's my ethanol, man. That's for my car. Oh. You know? You should support my right to not want to be vaccinated, but you know, and I would support your right if you want to be vaccinated. I'm not against people who want the vaccine. I just don't trust it, and I'm not going to ever get it. I've said this on the program. The only way I'll get the vaccine is if I'm dead and they inject it in me. And if people are being killed because they refuse to get the vaccine, yeah, you are stupid if that would ever get to that point. I mean, we need to have cameras in the room so that we can see how bad the teachers are educating kids. Now, if anyone out there is to tell me that you said teachers are bad, of course teachers are bad. If kids can't read an analog clock and they have to be removed from the schools because kids can't read an analog clock, that's a major problem. You know who taught me how to read an analog clock? Besides my mom and dad, I had help from a teacher. A teacher helped me learn how to read an analog clock. And I'm sure there's probably millions of videos out there that can show you how to do it. If you're paying, I would be fearing you're moving. Okay, so, yeah, Ken. Yes, I got a question. Yeah, how can I'm asking for the resignation of my son's teacher and every teacher here. Because if you're telling me that those teachers cannot teach a kid how to read an analog bleeping clock, then how did they get a degree in teaching? If they can't teach how to read an analog clock, then how can you tell me that they're teachers? If they can't teach how to read an analog clock, how can they teach anything else? And if you don't know how to read an analog clock, okay, I got to teach this whole class how to do this. I need to look it up. I didn't know a lot about bongos. Let me find out about them, because I got a pair. Nice set, by the way, too. Nice set of bongos. But I wanted to learn about them. And when I did a history of drums on them, I did my research and found out the history of them. And some people think it's two different sized djembes side by side. Some people think it's from the bongo tree and all kinds of stuff. And I believe it's from Latin America. It's just that style of drum. And it's kind of like they had two smaller drums, you know, and they just almost, you know, and they put them side by side. And, you know, but People are waking up. You know, this critical race theory is great. No, we know better, you know. I'm smart enough to know that I don't know enough about, there's not enough data on. I shut someone down, what do you mean COVID-19? I said, what is the long-term effects of COVID-19 vaccines? What is the long-term, if I'm talking like 5-6 years, how can you know? They're brand new. They were passed in an experimental clause. Vaccines anyways, no matter what happens to you, you can't get compensated. You can tell me all day long that, man, I don't care. There ain't nothing you could ever tell me. If I got the COVID vaccine in me, then I hope I got to say goodbye to my wife before I was killed or I killed myself. One of the two. But they're mandating it in France. Pretty soon, you're not going to be able to go anywhere because there are going to be countries that are going to 199%. You can't be in this country without that vaccine. They're going to try to make it to where you can't even breathe unless you get that vaccine. They shouldn't have to do that if it's so wonderful and one of the best things out there and the safest thing that since being in a plastic bubble, I don't know. You know, people would be running at the chance to get the vaccine. No one's getting this vaccine because they know this virus and all this pandemic stuff is BS. But don't worry, folks. You got to ask yourself a question, and it's not misinformation. Why are millions and millions of people not even running to get the vaccine? Seriously, if this is so great the vaccine was, let me tell you something. They'd be running at that. People would be kind of like, if Obamacare was so great, why was Congress and all them exempt from it? Why wasn't, like, Obama the first one to sign up? Guess what, folks? You know, if Obamacare had to sign up for Obamacare, kind of a little joke, you know. If Obama had to sign up for Obamacare, guess what? No, they were totally exempt from it. In fact, the USMC hospital guy, there was nothing in the needle. It was blatantly obvious, and guess what they did? Oh, we gave him a shot back. They didn't say that, no, he got the shot. No, they said backstage they gave him a second shot. Yeah. That basically proves that they knew that the vaccine, there was nothing in it. There was an empty, what do you call it, okay? That's what we're talking about, folks. If this vaccine was so wonderful, 3/4 of this nation would already have gotten it. They'd have been fighting at it. No, I'm getting it. No. You know, and you'd be the Christian. No, you go ahead. You get it before me. People are avoiding the vaccine like a plague. It's kind of like wanting your fix, and you go down the street and there's some chick that's like a, you know, that type of person, you know, to get your jollies off, and you realize, okay, that's the one that's got like every STD known to man and everything. No, I'll pass. You know, people are avoiding the vaccine like a plague. Oh, but it's safe. Don't worry, folks. I'm the government, and it's safe. There's just misinformation. That's why people won't get the vaccine, you know, because Democrats think that Republicans think that there's a microchip in there, even though if you're smart, a microchip is put in your hands, not in your forearm. I'm telling you, dude. It's getting scary. And it is, because you have people, we just need to spend more money to stop the inflation. if a bottle of water costs $75, it's because it's the value of it is in the toilet, because the dollar costs nothing. If the dollar is more valuable when something's less. That's right. When something costs less, the dollar's more valuable. How more valuable is stuff when there's tons of it versus less amounts? I mean, I don't, when you can't get an, last I knew you could still not get a Confederate flag on Amazon, but you can get a Blue Lives Murder shirt. I'll never, ever, ever use Amazon ever again. One reason is Jeff Bezos just gave $100 million to someone who I loathe completely, Van Jones, for courage and civility. Are you kidding me? An anti-American racist. He is. He's a race insider. He's someone who incites racists. I'm not going to support anybody that gives money to Van Jones, $100 million. Okay, yeah, just so if you donate, if you buy anything from Amazon, you're basically giving money to someone that's pouring billions of dollars into people who hate this country, that want to see this country collapse and fall down and turn into a communist dictatorship like Cuba and North Korea and China. I'm not going to give my money to anyone that supports anti-American pieces of you know what? Sorry. I'll go find where I can get the Black Rifle Coffee Company and support a patriot and veteran-supported coffee company if I want to get coffee for my Keurig. I don't know if they make it for I'm going to find out and ask. But, you know, this country's doing so well that, yeah, places like restaurants now, we get, like, surcharges for gas. Didn't have any, when you go to a Sam's Club and there's a 5 mile long line for gas because it's under $3, there weren't mile long lines for gas when Trump was president. His gas was $1.70 where I live, $1.80, $1.90, $1.70, it's when it's under $3, gas stations are lined up at Sam's Club. How is that a deal? It's under $3, it used to be under $2. Most 90% of Trump's president, whatever. Now they're in like California Bay Area. Restaurants are adding fees to address high labor costs and worker shortages. And, you know, when they have a gas surcharge and all that stuff, they're passing that bill on to you, pal. So like I did a little Quality Coin Network video. Oh, this ain't a coal or worse piece or Morgan Silver dollar. It's got history, folks. Some people say you can't put a price on history. I sure can, and I'm passing that bill on to you. That's what they're doing. Don't worry, folks. The bill has gone up 50% because of inflation, but now we're going to add another 25% for labor shortages and wage costs and all this stuff. And gas surcharges and water tax, and pretty soon California's going to be like a lot of countries where water's not free. I wouldn't doubt it if in San Francisco, if you had to pay for if you want ice water at the table. Yeah, you got ice water? Oh, it's not free. You know, you got to pay for it. And some people, since they don't drink enough of it, they just want their soda. But that's just what we live in, folks. We'll get rid of inflation by making airplanes out of beef. See, the more money you print, the more valuable it is. See, I can't buy a car right now because I don't have money, but if you give me $100 million, I can buy a car and all kinds. and I'm gonna buy as much as I can, because while the dollars me out, can I get about 10 tanker trucks of gasoline that would get at least a year's worth of gas and whatever the case, whatever the who, because, you know, that's just wrong. People are so out of touch in this country. You got men saying they're chicks and being able allowed to be in the Olympics, but you got a deaf-blind U.S. Paralympian who quits the Olympics when told she can't bring her personal care assistant to Tokyo, which is her mom that helps her out and does all the stuff. So like that U.S., the women's team, where was it? Wasn't it the U.S. women's team? Oh, yeah, the U.S. women's soccer team got crushed 3-0 by Sweden after taking a knee for BLM. Do they not realize that this world is mocking them? Like, you're representing your nation, but you're disrespecting them at the same time. You're basically sticking a middle finger at the country you claim to represent. And how they're being allowed to represent this country, it's pathetic. But guess what? They're representing our country, but we have a deaf and blind Paralympian who isn't going to be in the Olympics because her helper and caretaker won't be there because she's blind and deaf. That makes a lot of sense. Oh, we're going to ship off some dude who thinks he's a chick to weightlift. But a Paralympian is not going to be there because her mom, who serves as her personal care assistant and does all kinds of stuff for her, can't be with her. This is right out of the Bible. When we're getting to an era where bad is seen as good and good is seen as bad, it's scripture right out of Revelations. Oh, it's okay. Go ahead and represent your nation taking on another country. Imagine if you were in the Marine Corps and you're at a company field meet and you basically disrespect your company that you're representing out there, and all your guys are supposed to rally around you against other companies in the company field meet. Wow. He just basically told us to FO. And now he's going to supposedly represent. Well, I don't want him to wear the number of our platoon. 1092. I don't want him in my platoon. He disrespected us. He isn't like us, but he's going to sit there on the company field meet day, try to represent us. Not today. Not today, Satan. Stand behind me, Satan. Not today. You're going to disrespect our nation and then claim to represent it. I'm glad they lost. I wish it would have been bigger. I'm glad they got freaking humiliated. These athletes are the laughing stock. They didn't realize it. They're the type of person that's thinking they're making fun of someone when they're the one being made fun of. They're the one that is being made fun of when they're making fun of someone when actually we're laughing at that person. It's ridiculous, folks. You have a Paralympian that can't be in the Olympics because her mom and caretaker and everything, personal assistant, can't be there. Don't worry, folks. Even CNN's LOL's streaming launch announcement contains fake. CNN is fake news. That's what people don't realize. People don't trust anything anymore. And with the mishandling of this whole COVID BS, Why would you trust him with the vaccine? If there is not one consensus on COVID, why are you going to trust the vaccine? You go to 5 different Walmarts and they all have different rules. Some have both doors open. Some say, oh, we can only have one entrance open and da-da-da-da. That Walmart, well, they should be wearing masks. I don't know. They're supposed to be, well, they don't, why? When you can go to 5, when you can take like a store and go to 5 different stores of that company, you know, like a Walmart or a Kmart or a Meijer or a Target or whatever, and they all have different rules and different things. Well, they have both of their entrances open. They're not supposed to. Well, they do. They're not supposed to. I don't know why. And then you get in an argument with someone because what you can do at this Walmart, they won't let you do at their Walmart. And it's like, no one's on the same page. Then you got you got thousands and thousands of cannabis dispensaries that have been using cash since day one because they can't use cards. And guess what? Oh, money's dirty. We can't accept cash. You don't got a card. We're not taking cash right now. It's dirty. It is? Because my buddy just spent about $1,000 at the cannabis dispensary and they're taking cash. And they've been doing it since day one, and they have to because they can't use cards. And dirt. So how is it dirty? Explain to me. I'm confused. How is money dirty if every medical and recreational cannabis dispensary across the United States is not using cards, only cash? It would surprise me if, like, CNN's rollout thing was legit and actually honest. I don't know what I mean, there's a couple times I almost had a heart attack when what CNN said was like the truth. I'm like, are you kidding me? This is like the first honest thing they've said in probably ever. Holy crap, they need an award. Hello, I'm here to announce the award for the first time CNN has ever said anything honest. This first time honest news reporting award goes to CNN after over 4 million years of lies. Just kidding on the phone. But seriously, I'd be shocked more if they were honest when they did the rollout than when they lie, you know? But it's okay, folks. It'll see in the first quarter of 2022, yeah, that's when they're going to do this like streaming service. I think it's going to be like a Fox thing so they can push more. Like, I don't know. I wonder how long that's going to, I wonder if that's paid for by China. I wonder if it's part of like that, what is it, that TikTok crap, that Chinese controlled TikTok thing. Yeah. Well, I mean, like CNN has actually been trying to get like OAN and like Newsmax and stuff off their bundles. So like if you use big cable, you can't get them. See, what they need to do is Newsmax stuff needs to just go all, like, seriously. No, I mean, cable is, people are dropping cable left and right. So many people, I know so many people that haven't had it for years. That's the greatest. Besides maybe missing South Park, if they're doing new episodes and like that, that's the only thing I miss. And like, but like, and I wish there was a thing where you could get a subscription, just like if you, so like you can watch, like if you have like, cause that's about the only thing I watched that in Oak Island. But I was just tired of all the bullcrap, like when everyone fought and argued on Gold Rush. I'm like, I'm done with this arguing bullcrap. I want to see gold. Mind you, I don't want to see people fight, and then you find out years later that, oh, no one's going to, the main reason I know so many people turned off Gold Rush was because of all the fighting and arguing. And that was the one thing they said, well, folks, this is what's happening. No one's going to watch this if everything goes right, so we got to make sure that everything goes wrong. You need to take that metal shovel and mark them upside the head and get in an all-out brawl and pull out your gun and start shooting each other. That's what people want to see. No, I came to see people pan for gold, not these people that we find out, oh, yeah, he was addicted to opioids and he was on, like, Darvocet. He was on Percocet, and he was on, you know, Oxycontins and, like, shooting it up and stuff when they were filming the show. And, you know, and I'm like, I got to the point where if I want to watch it anymore, I'm just going to wait till the very end when they do the gold polls. I'll wait till, like, the very end of the very last show when they actually do the or I'll find a highlight on YouTube where they just, like, a four-minute video where they show them reveal the gold polls. Because I want to see gold. I want to see them panning for gold, not the BS. But don't worry, folks. Those of you know what I mean when I say the bad is good and the good is bad. I feel sorry for that Paralympian, man. To think, knowing that there's a chick who's not actually a chick, it's a dude that's going to weightlift and you can't. But that's what's going on in this world. I really do believe it. You have so many paranoid people. I mean, yeah, I can't believe it. We lived our lives as kids. We drank out of a water spigot called hose. You walked around the yard barefoot. You came home when the streetlights came on. Not today. Now, even now, parents probably won't want their kids in their yard with no shoes on. We had lawn darts, and they were like lawn spears. And when you threw that thing up, if it landed on you, it was going to go through your skull, trust me. Or knock you out, one of the two. Now they got them, and they're like a rubber top, so you can't. They pandicized this nation. It's okay, folks. Don't worry, folks. You're gonna damage your kids by spanking them. How dare you? You need to let them do whatever they want to, except for they have to have shoes on when they go outside, and they can't drink from the hose. They have to come inside and get bottled water that has microplastics throughout it. And you know, I mean, we gotta control our kids, because, you know, I mean, when I went to high school, we had gun racks in the back of our trucks with fully loaded shotguns. But now, guns are the problem when they weren't a problem back then, when people had loaded guns in their trucks. But guns are the problem now. You know, we gotta protect. We gotta baby our kids. Do you know what's in that frosting? Oh my, that is hydrogenated high fructose corn syrup. I can't believe you're poisoning our kid. You know, when I grew up, Schweppes was like 50% sugar. Now it's all natural flavors and artificial. It's not artificial anything. It's all natural flavors and sugars and all. Man, when I was a kid, it was all sugar. No one cared about the health of the cereal. Well, most kids, breakfast is probably one of the only few meals they'll get, so it's got to be very highly nutritious. They didn't care about that when I was a kid, and that turned out fine. Now you got all these paranoid parents. Oh my God. You know, you just can't have a birthday anymore. I got to know what everything's going on, because I might not approve of certain things. Because it might. Oh my. Is it a PC party, first of all? Because I don't want to have. My son's not going if you're going to play Cowboys and Indians. Because, you know, if you're going to have guns, you know, that's not. We wussified our nation, folks. It's okay, folks. We had what's called, a little thing called Yeah, you throw a lawn dart, and you knew that thing could spear you and potentially go through your skull, so you learned. No one wants to, well, you know. No, we didn't know. We learned by trial and error. Wow, I had a bottle rocket land on the ground wrong and fly around and aim at me and popped 2 inches from my face. That could have been dangerous. Not my face, my chest. And okay, whew, and you learned by almost getting hurt. Now today, they might get hurt, so you don't want them to do it at all and learn consequences. Okay, you do dumb stuff, you can have some consequences. No, they don't want you to do anything. They want you to just, they want to keep you in a bubble. Well, how dare you hand out a helium balloon because that string, they can choke on it, da-da-da, and how dare you have lawn darts? And yeah, we got hurt, but you learned. Okay, I'm not doing that again. Yeah, when that bar in the oven turns orange, that means that it's very hot and you'll get burned. About 60 seconds left in the program, folks. Thank you for tuning in wherever you are around the world. Don't forget, coming up in August, my wife has eye surgery, so we need financial prayers and we need prayers that God has her hand on her. But thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to keep my producer, my wife, Melissa, in your prayers. Thank you so much for that. And, you know, wake up. You know, we did stuff. It wasn't a how dare you just did it. Yeah, if you screwed up skateboarding, you might get hurt. But you knew the consequences, but you learned. And remember, folks, with that, I leave you with this. With the firm protection and with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Monday, good night, and God bless.